Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
We just played U2. You're going to hear a lot of U2 today. We've got a few songs picked out because tonight, Uzi, Hooman, and Brynn are all going to see U2.
What?
Yeah.
Very exciting.
Yeah. You know, Jane's going to be there on her own as well.
So yeah, but she'll be in the VIP.
Yeah,
area.
She'll be VIP backstage. Yeah. She'll be with the.
She'll be hanging with Bono.
We'll be with the people.
Yeah.
With the viewers.
Are you guys?
Because we care.
You bring in guests or is it?
No.
No, just each other.
Just
Have you seen you two?
Just each other.
Yeah. I personally haven't seen you two since we saw them with Lewis Kaplan years ago.
Oh, my God. I haven't seen
them
since then either.
That's the last time.
These
guys just saw them a couple months ago, right?
Yeah, we saw them for the Dreamforce event. That was incredible.
They're so good live.
We'll be in section. We'll be in section 115 if you want to come say hi.
Oh.
At the SAP Center.
Available for selfies.
Yes.
Sure. Absolutely.
Usies,
right. That should be so fun. Oh, my God. So what time? Are you going to try and get a nap? Or?
Hell yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Second the show's over.
Go home, lay down. Well, who gets a good night's sleep on a Sunday night anyway? So you'll be ready for a nap today and then you get up. This is going to screw your whole week up, but it's going to be totally worth
it.
Show starts at 8.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Oh, boy is right. We don't think there's an opening band.
Yeah, if anyone knows. Or Jane, if you're listening, tell us.
Yeah, we don't really know, though.
Hey, what's that one song by U2 that goes, dun, dun, dun. Do what you do to me.
He's been trying to find it. And I don't know what song he's talking about.
Do you want to come in here and look at all the titles?
No, I looked at all the titles.
Somebody,
anyway.
Somebody will text in now. They'll know what song
that's
that is.
The song I want to play at night.
You're the best thing about me, maybe?
No, I tried
Let's
it.
See.
Well, all right. Well, I just want to throw that out there.
Yeah, Hooman.
We're going to be at U2 tonight.
Hooman and I think Inuzi and I picked the song. Did you pick a song?
I did not. I was working.
I did not. Anyway, you two, we're celebrating all day. You're fantastic. I'm going to start. Let's see. Do I have a sponsor? No. Johnny Depp. This just popped onto my Apple Watch. I was like, Johnny Depp attacked someone.
Yeah,
oh, no.
I didn't even read the story. I was going to wait for you to tell it to
all
us.
All right.
Sarah.
Here, it's actually way less exciting than the headline sounded. This is the headline, and then you tell me if they're just, you know, clickbaiting you.
Uh-huh.
Johnny Depp attacked crew member on film set after drinking all day. They're calling him an out-of-control Johnny Depp attacking a location manager on the set of his upcoming film, Labyrinth. The L.A. is capitalized, Labyrinth, like a labyrinth. It looks like he attempted a punch and bellowed, hilarious, at the production guy. I'll give you $100,000 to punch me right now. That's what he yelled at the guy. I guess he was swinging at him and he wanted him to fight back and would give him money to do it. I don't know.
Well, give me the money first because I heard you're broke.
Exactly.
Oh, you ain't got that kind of money.
Right. I heard you have money problems. a labyrinth. Stars Depp as a real LAPD detective, Russell Poole, who investigated the murder of Biggie Smalls. They're saying that the set is toxic. He took over directing a scene. I don't know. It doesn't say who the director is here. But I guess he wanted to direct this one, at least this one scene. I'm not sure if he's one of the directors or co-directing or something. So he took over directing a scene and cast a bunch of his friends in it.
Oh.
One of the friends played a cop and one played a homeless man. So someone on the set says, Johnny's friends were in the scene. It just turned into way more than it should have. Like, I guess because his friends were there. The party started early. Downtown L.A. street was closed up when the permit ran out. Johnny wanted to keep the cameras rolling. The producers kept asking for the time to be extended. A location manager said, Brad Furman is the director. And they were informed.
Apparently not.
Exactly. A location manager said the scene has to wrap, and Brad said, tell that to Johnny Depp. The location manager said to Depp, this is the last shot. And I guess Depp was super mad. He'd been smoking and drinking all day on set, got in the staffer's face. He was 6 inches away yelling, "Who are you? You have no right." The guy said, "I'm just doing my job." And that's when Johnny Depp was trying to punch him. I guess he did hit him in the ribs, they say here, but the weak blow didn't make an impact. And Depp yelled, "I'll give you $100,000 to punch me right now." The guy was stunned and stood still, and then somebody pulled Johnny Depp away. Brad Furman says the incident was overblown. Johnny Depp is a consummate professional, great collaborator, and supporter of other artists. He always treats crew and people around him with the utmost respect. Movies can be stressful, and non-events often become exaggerated. We all love stories. There isn't one here.
Oh, Johnny.
All-day drinking benders can get sketchy by late afternoon. Usually, I recommend take a nap. Or pass out, whatever you want to call that.
And then start it back up for the evening portion of the
Put it to bed. Don't try to rally straight through into the nighttime. It's not safe for anybody.
I was very excited to see Donald Glover be the host and the Childish Gambino musical guest star on Saturday Night Live this weekend. So I did watch... Hooman, what do you think? We got to just pass the weekend update.
Yeah, I did watch the opening too, which was very star-studded.
Yeah, it was okay.
It was Ben Stiller, Scarlett Johansson. Yeah. Is there any Stormy Daniels?
Right, Stormy Daniels made an appearance as herself.
I mean,
it was pretty creative. Obviously, Alec Baldwin.
Alec Baldwin is just so funny. He makes those skits. If he's not in it, they fall flat.
Yeah. So the opening was funny. It was like a conference call between everybody, and Rudy Giuliani was, played by, what is her name? She's one of the main characters, Kate something.
McKinnon?
Yeah. It is Kate McKinnon. Thank you. She does, she just nails
some of
these.
She does Ginsburg, right?
She does. She also does,
Betsy DeVos.
She does. And she also does Jeff Sessions.
And Chelsea Clinton. Not Chelsea, Hillary.
Hillary, right. It doesn't have to be a specific gender or age. She just kills it. So she was really funny. After a week's worth of all the chatter about Kanye West's crazy week and crazy statements and crazy appearance on TMZ last week, they put together a genius piece that combined A Quiet Place with Kanye West. Hmm. They called it A Kanye Place.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we watched that. Yeah.
Yeah, it was really funny. And they basically capped it up by saying exactly what needed to be said. That we should really not be paying attention to what Kanye has to say. So five people are tiptoeing through a cornfield trying to be as quiet as possible because of the whole thing where if you make a sound, these monsters come and eat you.
Right.
Apparently they can't see, but they hear everything. One character who's the guy who's being played by Donald Glover is keeping up with Kanye's tweets on his phone. So as they're tiptoeing through, I guess technology's still happening and he's reading the tweets. So one by one, they react to something that Kanye has done. And
get pulled right off the stage. Very funny.
So it's not a subtle message, but it's exactly what needed to be said. Like, stop paying attention to Kanye. You have much more important things to worry about, like the monsters that are going to kill you. Kanye loved the skit, which of course he did. It was all about him.
Oh, did he tweet about it?
Apparently. Just say he loved it. And then there was a reference to a song. Does he have a Poopy Scoopy song? This is a new song from him. Have we heard this one already?
Well, we're hearing that he's got an album coming out.
Five albums, one at a time. So this is, what is this from?
Let's see. It came out in 2018, it says.
Oh. Is this like from a children's album? I don't know.
I think it's kind of a joke. I'm not sure exactly.
It has to be, right? I mean, who does poopity scoopity whoop?
And maybe he's changing the diapers of his kids. Do you think he changes diapers?
I have to think he does sometimes.
I like Gold Digger. You ever heard that song?
Yeah, that's a good
it's
one.
Pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. But this I'm not listening to. You can forget it.
Yeah, poopity scoopity no.
No thanks.
No thanks, Kanye.
A couple albums there, though, in the beginning. He was really good.
Yeah.
So did you watch Childish Gambino's new... apparently, the thing... Because I saw part of the SNL. Mm-hmm. I missed the intro. It's on early now.
Yeah, it does. It, like, airs live sometimes.
Well, it was on.
That's
so
right.
There it was. Right. Unfortunately, I was busy, watching surf videos, so I only sort of caught pieces of it. But I guess he unveiled the latest single from his most recent album.
Yeah, I'm watching.
At the same time that he did his appearance on SNL, mm-hmm. and the appearance on SNL mirrored the video. So it was very strange.
Was it like a barbecue hangout kind of party?
Yeah, with his shirt off, yeah. Oh. Is that the one you're talking about?
Well, it might have been the second song.
Kids dancing around him.
That's This Is America video.
That must be the second song. We didn't see that one.
No, it's the same kind of vibe as the one we saw.
Because it was like a barbecue garden party, the first song that he did.
This was kids in school uniforms dancing around him.
Gun violence. A lot of messages were going on.
That had to be the second song.
And that's the one that there's a video that accompanies the performance, and they both look the same.
Oh.
So he actually...
He is incredibly talented.
Yep. And I think that makes people feel like, okay, man, you write, you sing, you dance, you... Good grief.
Quadruple threat.
Right. He's a comedian. He's fantastic.
So there's a ton of gun violence. Like, he's singing and dancing, and then he'll walk into, like, a church setting, and he'll pull out a machine gun and shoot everyone in the choir. And then he'll keep singing and dancing...
The dancing is different. I was going to say strange, but whatever.
Hoopity scoop.
Chloe
is staying with Tristan, or so it appears.
You know, she did just have a kid with that guy.
She did.
So
maybe she gives him another
chance. Well, what kind of chance is there, though?
I don't know, dude. I really don't. I was sorry to see it, actually. But she's a chance giver. There's no question about that.
Let's just say this. Let's say that, okay, maybe because they were pregnant and the space between them and he had a slip up and he's a young man. But apparently we find out he's been banging girls behind her back
the whole time.
So what hope is there that this guy's, you know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, but maybe she's thinking, well, all right, he's a DB. But he's the father of my child, so let's try to do this. I'm not going to sleep with you anymore, dude. I'm not going to deal with you, but we do have a kid, so let's try to work this out.
Well, you can't not sleep with someone. That's not a relationship.
Well, I'm not. Maybe they're not going to have a physical relationship, and they're just going to raise a kid. Or maybe she was at his game, right? They went to dinner on Friday. She was at his game on Saturday.
Yep.
Unless she's just saying to herself, I'm going to give him one more chance. At least then, if he repeats this nonsense,
I'll know I did it.
I gave it my best shot.
I did what I had to do.
Will know that I tried.
Yeah.
I mean,
honey, I did try.
What's the kid's name?
Something true.
Oh, that's right.
True.
There's no doubt in my own relationship, things got so dodgy for a minute there that I was like, we're through. This is over. Like, we're not who we were at all. And we had to work through it.
And you did.
And the reason we did is because of our kid.
But the reason you were having trouble was because of the kid.
Right,
like, they changed everything.
But what I'm saying is when things got to the point where we hadn't talked or done it for a while, I was just, the me was like, I'm out of here. Mm-hmm. I'm over this. What am I fighting for? There's nothing to fight for. But the dad me was like, okay, we got to go to counseling. And do the stuff.
And you did.
The work.
You got to put in the time, Ben. You have to give it a try. We have a kid now.
Man, you do. Makes a difference.
That's what I told Tristan. We've got to try. We got to try for two.
I feel bad for her. She really.
Me too.
You
I
know
love
what?
Chloe.
Do we feel bad for her though? She really
do.
Picks bad. Like, try not to go for a basketball.
You can't hate someone because of their bad decisions. I mean, right? It's hard out there.
Meet
for a
some
Kardashian.
Nice boy. Get on Tinder and just meet some nice boy.
I can't do that. It's hard being me.
Kim. Kardashian West.
Yeah.
I'm doing the whole roundup here.
How's she holding up with all the Kanye stuff that's going on?
Well, she keeps putting out naked pictures, so I think
she's
trying to distract
us. She's like, who cares what that guy does? I've got my three kids. They just closed all the Dash boutiques.
Yes.
And she's immediately back on the clothes horse. She's got a new line of clothes coming out called Kimono.
So she didn't want to share the money with her sisters anymore.
Apparently not. Mm. So it's a, let's see, new lingerie line.
Lingerie?
Yeah. Kimono Intimates.
How are you going to make any money selling that stuff?
Lingerie is pretty expensive. They had a line, though.
Yeah. Well,
the
this
sisters,
is,
the dash.
She's saying that this is going to be Japanese inspired. Let's see. Bustiers, nightgowns, breast shapers, pasties, leotards, and socks.
Do people buy enough of that?
I don't buy any of it.
I know. I don't know
people,
anybody that
people
does
must.
Either.
I really don't know. I mean, we're just past our prime.
Right. No, that's,
I know,
that's
I'm
fair.
I'm ready to replace all my stuff. So
you are?
I'll be coming up on that. Yeah.
Kylie Jenner's body's back, everybody. When did she have that baby? 2 months ago? Stormy?
If that, yeah.
Kid's name?
Yeah, I guess in February she did.
Is the kid's name Stormy? It is.
Yes.
It's a good name.
oh, you didn't mention that Stormy part.
Oh, yeah, Stormy Daniels. She was in the opening act of the...
mentioned it.
She got to say live from New York at Saturday Night.
I didn't see that part.
She messed up her line.
She did.
She did.
The
somehow.
One line. So I didn't...
Yeah, but she was saying it with
what
someone
did they
else.
Expect?
So she, I know. She's a dummy.
I didn't see that part, but I did see the very end when... And it's... If you haven't been watching that show for 40 years, and I don't even know if I've seen it for 40, but the end when the guy says, I want to thank everyone, and the band's sort of playing everybody mm-hmm. out, and the whole cast is there, and they
all
hug.
The gas
and there's... I'm looking, I'm like, is that... That's the chick! Because I didn't see the intro, and I didn't know she was on. She's on all of those cam girl ads now.
Oh. Yeah, this has been great for
business
for
Stormy
Daniels.
I've never watched one of her videos ever. She's not my type. I'm not into her. But anytime you click on a porn video that you're going to watch, up pops the ad for the cam girls, and it's now her.
Oh.
Hey, you know me from the news. How'd you like to see what President Trump got into?
Oh, no.
Or whatever. And then that's... And I'm like, I can't click it off fast enough.
She is
get out of here.
She is gonna be a very wealthy woman over this whole thing. Good,
well, and the lawyer of hers who's making the rounds right now
oh,
is also he's experiencing an all-time high.
Yeah.
Whether or
he's
not
he's a TV star.
Yeah.
She posted a picture on her Instagram of her with Alec Baldwin as Donald Trump. It's really funny.
God, that's funny.
Do you have it up?
Yeah. If you Stormy. Want that. You know, it's since we're talking about SNL, I have to say the one thing I miss the most, more than anything, is Melissa McCarthy as Sean Spicer.
I know.
I actually go
so great.
And watch one of those videos every week just so I can just sit and laugh and laugh.
Oh, you miss Spicy.
Don't you?
No.
Is there any way to get Spicy back?
I miss Spicy too. I mean,
he
was absolutely great. This Sarah Huckabee Sanders, she just seems so mad at me all the time. I'm like, oh.
He was super mad, but he couldn't
but it was so funny.
Form a sentence.
I know.
Not accepted.
All right, I'm out of time. Benny, what's coming up?
A volcano in Hawaii is in the news.
Oh, okay. Radio.com. Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sir and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the show is brought to you by Credit Karma. Come on. Brand, what are you doing? Let's try it again. This part of the show is brought to you by Credit Karma.
Woo!
Yeah! Phil Collins, the Not Dead Yet Live Tour.
I love that name.
October 25th at Oracle. It's his first Bay Area appearance in over 10 years since the 07 tour with Genesis and his first solo appearance in the Bay Area since 2004.
Wow.
He's only making 15 stops in North America and we've got one of them. Tickets go on sale a week from today, Monday, May 14th, 10 a.m. at LiveNation.com. But we have a pair for caller number 9, 800-400-3697. Phil Collins, Not Dead Yet, live.
I remember, don't worry.
October 25th, Oracle Arena. Tickets for caller number 9 right now, 800-400-3697. Get your truly free credit score and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma. Download the Credit Karma app today. Credit Karma, get knowing.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Visit Oakland. Oakland's first ever art month debuts this month. May's month-long celebration features a packed calendar of art events and performances, including first annual Oakland Mural Festival. Check out oaklandartmonth.com for more info.
Okay.
Here's what's happening. I don't know if you've seen the pictures, but there's a volcano happening on the Big Island of Hawaii. And they've had some... They had some serious flooding on the small island of Kauai like last month.
Right.
So they're right now we've got forced evacuations and 26 homes destroyed. The pictures, I hate to say it because obviously this is tragic for some people, but the pictures are fantastic.
Yeah, it is pretty spectacular.
Lava shooting 200 feet in the air and it's truly...
Well, they are volcanoes. That's,
I know, it's just know. So... I watched... picture after picture last night after video after it's
they're saying now that it's the poison gas that's a problem.
Yeah,
too.
All of it is bad news. It starts fires. So this is happening on the Big Island. If and the Big Island is so different from the others. We were there as a group. Is that
couple
6 years
ago
now?
Has it been
2012
that long? Oh my boy. Gosh. Can't
so that is that 6 years ago. Yeah. Ah!
Good guess, Vincent.
So, yeah, that island is like a moonscape in certain spots. You can see it's they've have some eruptions there.
Yeah, it's just lava, except where they're irrigating.
Right.
We can make green stuff grow here.
So, anyway, that's hopefully your trip isn't planned for that. And think nice thoughts for the people who are losing homes because there's lava flowing through places right now that somebody's house.
There was the news was local news was reporting a family that had left to go there to live after the fires here.
Oh, you're kidding
their
me.
Home was
get the heck out.
So they moved there and now they're fleeing this area.
Man, when it rains, it pours for some people. Mm. That is awful. What a bummer.
Yeah.
I'm not going to.
Is that a dark cloud
that.
Family? Is that
well,
one of those families
I,
that where
I,
they
look,
go disaster
if there's a
happens?
Third one.
I don't want to say it's a dark cloud thing. I don't want to say that. They
just
move
say
right.
It.
It's that's they have a live volcano right there. You just had your house catch on fire, and they know there's volcanoes right there. You move next to it. Mm. Come on.
Maybe it's the only place they had to go.
Yeah. All right. Poor people. They only had Hawaii to go to. Poor things. Poor dears.
All right. Mm.
That just sucks. That's just
I mean, yeah, you could never have expected, but still it is. Ugh. All right. I'll move on. This is going to be a controversial story.
Okay.
Here we go.
I'm ready for the controversy.
All right.
Here are five things that don't actually cause cancer.
Okay.
So when people were asked, does this cause cancer? They were like, yep, sure does. Turns out they're wrong. The popular opinion is wrong. Stress does not cause cancer. They say the things people do to deal with stress cause cancer, like drink and smoke.
Oh.
But stress does not cause cancer. Hmm. But 43% of people said, oh, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Stress stressed out. Stress. It's just, you know, all your cells are under stress. And
food additives do not cause cancer.
Like what?
Yeah, like what?
I don't know.
Like salt, I don't think does. That's is that an additive?
There's no proof they cause cancer, but 42% of people say they do. Food additives do cause cancer. Hmm. But there's no proof to that.
I wish
salt,
there were...
pepper, I add Tabasco. Does that cause cancer? No.
Well, no, but that's not what they're talking about. They're talking about something like a preservative.
That
or
doesn't cause cancer either.
Apparently
well, there's,
not.
It, when you look according up food this. Additives, the one that pops up is vinegar. Yeah, we don't think vinegar does.
What do you think does?
I don't know. The stuff that,
well,
like...
what about, like, wouldn't you consider, like, certain colors that they add to food to be additives? Like that, I thought that there was F, D, and C number 5, red, was killing people. People were getting cancer from that.
Yeah,
that's made up.
Is it? I don't know. They took out the red M&Ms for a long time.
Electromagnetic frequencies do not cause cancers, but people think they do.
Yeah, I do think that. I think all these things cause cancer.
Artificial sweeteners. Over 30% of people say they can cause cancer, even though most of you say they do not.
Yeah, I don't believe
they
that.
They do not.
20% of people thought...
We're just going to continue to believe that these things cause cancer.
Living under power lines causes cancer.
Oh, that totally causes cancer.
That does cause
cancer.
Doesn't.
They say it doesn't.
According, where'd you get this study? From Monsanto's?
I told you it would be controversial.
Well, who did it? That's the thing.
Some survey in England.
Of course.
Yeah, but why are they saying that they don't cause cancer? Like, who's telling them that those things don't cause cancer?
Well, somebody's in their back pocket. Right.
They say using mobile phones, using aerosols, using cleaning products that could cause cancer, don't.
Oh. What's that stuff? So nothing causes cancer.
Microwaves don't cause cancer.
Oh, really? Okay. This is.
I'm trying to help you out here.
Oh.
Is this me? Oh, it's my Siri just started going off.
Oh, funny.
Siri, I'm going to disable you as soon as we're done here. Mm. I never use that. Do you?
No. I can't make her listen to me. Mm. Like, hey, Siri. She's like, I'm ignoring you.
Sarah, here's a question. There,
yes.
At one point in our lifetime as partnership, you used to shower at night.
Yes.
And you would get right up in the morning and come
I dress still do that often.
But then you said, I'm now showering in the morning
because
with my new short hair.
Short hair, yeah.
Right. So do you shower in the night or in the morning now?
It depends if I work out. If I work out, then I shower at night because I got to shower.
This is in the gym in your house, the naked gym.
The gym. It varies.
The nudity or?
No, the showering time.
Oh.
If I didn't work out, then I'll get up in the morning and shower because...
So yesterday, did you work out?
I did. So yesterday...
Oh. Did you close all your rings?
No, I didn't close my stand-up ring because I took my watch off.
Nobody pays attention to the stand-up ring.
Did you guys both work out yesterday?
Yeah, Vinny did something, too. Yeah, I get little notifications.
He finished some workout.
I'm not sure
how it tells you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it says Vinny went for a bike ride, right?
Yeah, I did.
12 miles, 12 kilometers.
I was like, wow, look at that guy go. I haven't done squat.
Why doesn't it tell me that you guys did stuff?
It does. It's a notification thing.
Oh.
Hold on, let me look at yesterday.
I'm not getting that stuff from you guys. Are you really doing stuff?
Yeah.
All right.
Hold on. Can I go back and look at other things?
We have Apple Watches, everyone. This is so nerdy.
Yeah,
but
I can't
it's
look
actually
at yesterday's
cool.
Vinny, but I got notifications about
Yeah,
your...
I've been riding my 10-speed, my road bike, as some would call it.
Yes.
But it's been nice getting some exercise. They're so dangerous, though. I have to find places where I can safely ride.
Oh.
Because, you know...
Yes.
You're out on the road with people who are texting.
Yeah.
Mm. Sketchy.
That is true. Yep.
And
I'm always a little scared when I ride my bike.
Where I live, there's a bunch of places without any lane at all. You just have to be in the lane with cars. Anyway, back to the showering story.
Mm.
The correct answer, the best time to shower, morning or night, is showering at night.
Really? How come?
According to dermatologists, it's better for your skin to shower after you've been sweating all day. And sleep experts say it also fits in better with your body's natural rhythms, so showering at night will help you sleep better.
Oh.
What if you want to wake up?
I have to shower after I've had a bike ride, so I rode my 10-speed, and then...
You have no hair, so you just really wet yourself down and hop back
second,
out. Yeah. That would almost be easier. Having to deal with hair blows.
Yeah. Well,
and
I've had hair before
longer...
in my life.
I know
what it is. I get it.
It's not that bad.
It's ridiculous, though, with long hair like them.
When do you have long hair?
When do I shower?
Yeah.
Almost always at night.
Do you get into bed with wet hair? Because that's the other thing. I don't love getting into bed with wet hair. I like to shower early enough that my hair's, for the most part, dry.
I don't really think about that. I mean, it doesn't really bother me. Small first world problems.
What did he just say?
Something about small first world problems.
He doesn't really worry about
He doesn't think
that,
about right? that stuff. He doesn't, yeah.
When do you shower, Brent?
I usually shower at night, sometimes in the morning, when I feel like I want to wake up real quick and like have a nice little...
Be fresh.
I don't know. Sometimes I sit there in the warm water just wasting water because it feels good. Like, oh, this feels so nice right now.
That is one of the things. Mm. Right?
Hot shower is one of the things that I'm going to miss in the apocalypse, I'll tell you.
Long hair is so weird. I remember because I've always grown it long or shaved it. Because I'm too lazy to do anything in between. That involves maintenance. But But when you shave your head and your hair's off for the first time and you go to do this and you realize, oh, I don't have anything to flick. You go, that is a it's like a such a dumb motion that we do when we have long hair that, like, let me get that off of me.
Well, that's what you
have to
do.
What do you call this?
A head flip?
Yeah, that's so stupid.
It's not stupid. It's what you have to do.
Well, when you do it without hair, though, what is wrong with you?
Well, that is stupid.
Now it's just a tick.
Right.
Yeah, now you just look like a weirdo.
How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts, Vincent. You know that.
So shower at night, everyone, according to the dermatologist.
Just shower whenever you shower.
The phrase cut to the chase comes from the silent film era, when movies were usually long love stories that ended with a thrilling chase scene.
Oh.
So when people would say cut to the chase, it meant skip all the boring love details.
Get to the
fun part.
All right.
Florida, the Sunshine State, has more indoor tanning salons than McDonald's locations.
Huh. It's odd.
There are 96 bags of poop and pee and vomit on the moon. Astronauts from the Apollo missions left them there to reduce weight of their shuttles so they could bring back moon rocks and core samples.
Oh. Bags of poop, pee, and
vomit.
So mm-hmm. they must be frozen, right? I mean, it's freezing on the moon. Mm. So they're like moon rocks. They're like boulders.
Made of poop,
mm-hmm.
pee,
mm-hmm.
and barf
mm-hmm.
boulders.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that's just sort of, there's not like a loose bag. Like you wouldn't trip and fall into it and like get it all over you if you were on the moon.
It's not schmeary poop.
Right. It's just frozen poopsicles.
You got to watch Yuzette when you say stuff like that.
Yeah, she doesn't like when we talk about poop.
And then she shakes her head like, oh.
You had to do that fast back, didn't you?
I just turn away.
Deep down, she likes it.
Speaking of. Hey.
Oh, Kanye.
I can't believe that's a Kanye song. That is the worst piece of scoopity poop I've ever heard. I didn't even realize. Stupid.
I don't know what's going on with the guy.
Yeah, no one does.
Well, I think we do. I think he's off his meds. Mm. There's a 26-year-old woman named Angelique Sanchez from Aurora, Colorado, and she was trying to get a job at a health clinic last week. But they required a drug test for the job, and she knew she'd fail. So she got her hands on someone else's urine, but she needed to warm it up. Or the testers would know that she smuggled it in.
Right.
So she took it to a 7-Eleven down the street from the place she was going to interview.
Big dummy.
And warmed it up in their microwave, except it exploded.
Of course it did.
So she bolted. And the 7-Eleven clerk found a bunch of yellow liquid dripping from the microwave, and he realized what happened.
Gross!
Called the police. They tracked her down at her job interview down the street.
Oh, my God. They actually followed up and tracked down the person who's... that is unbelievable. How did they find her?
She's facing one count of...
I guess...
Or that maybe she's goes in that she's a regular and she goes in there.
Maybe the fact that the Aurora Police Department is like, okay, 7-Eleven, we'll show up to
it's
check
good
out
old
the
fashioned
and,
police work, Sarah.
Yeah, I guess it must be nothing else going on there.
Story to
yeah,
tell.
We'll follow up the.
That's yeah,
crazy.
The chief says canvass the neighborhood like you do.
We gotta have something to do.
Hey, make the rounds, ask some questions.
Gotta find out about Aurora. Sounds like a nice, safe place to live.
That's the guy and girl. Cut.
Exploding pee bag.
She's facing one count of damaging property.
Did she get the job?
The health clinic knows the story, and she's probably not going to get the job because she was warming up
some pee.
Right. Hmm. Our text number is 800-400-3697. We love to hear from you guys.
We
feel
do.
Free to send us in anything. Oh, who's that?
That's the girl who heat up the pee.
Oh, there she is. Well, she's delightful.
Well, looks like she might cut you.
What?
She looks mad.
Well.
She just been arrested.
Yeah, she's not going to get the gig now.
No, that's too bad. And she's pretty. Pretty mean looking.
Oh, yeah. She looks angry.
415 says, Donald Glover's This Is America says what Kanye thinks he's saying.
Is that a special or something that Donald Glover did?
No, it's a new music video that he just released.
Oh,
he just released a new single that coincided with his appearance on SNL.
I see.
And he did the second song he did on SNL looks like the video he just released. Mm-hmm. So he wore the same clothes in both things and had the same characters dancing.
Did they? And they were playing the video behind him?
No, the video is online.
It's just online and looks just
you wouldn't
just
have
like
known
it. Right.
Otherwise.
He
also,
recreated it.
I guess he was promoting the Han Solo movie?
Yeah, he's Lando Calrissian.
So when does that come out?
In 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's on Memorial Day weekend. And it's they say 25th. It's outpacing Black Panther, which was the previous record holder for pre-sale tickets.
What about Avengers?
I don't know where that did on the pre-sale tickets.
That one beat Black Panther. Mm.
Oh, Avengers did?
Yeah. I went and saw it again.
Boy, records keep on getting broken. You went and saw it again.
Yeah, it holds up. You can see it twice, even though it's 2 hours and 40 minutes.
It's a long movie.
510 says, hey.
Hey.
I'm going to U2 tonight. I hope to see you guys. Oh. If I see you, can I say hi and not be invading your space?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Please say hi.
Anytime.
Section 115?
115, yes.
Thanks.
Says you're welcome.
No opening act. We get U2 for 3 hours. So excited, says 650.
That's
going to be
great.
We're
not going to be there that long.
What?
Oh, what time do you guys think?
We're probably going to leave around 9:30.
We're going to watch a good amount of it, and we want to get home for bedtime just to have a few hours of sleep, right?
Are we off tomorrow?
We are not.
Okay.
Because if we were, we'd stay the whole time.
But we're not, so.
You're right, Bryn.
It'll be fun to see what percentage of each of you shows up tomorrow either way.
I'll be 100.
Really, will you?
For sure.
We all know that feeling.
Don't party like rock stars, kids.
For whatever reason.
It's a work night. No.
Neighbors banging some lady above your house or your place.
Oh, man. That guy's going crazy.
Kid won't, you know.
Hooman's going to be the only one in decent shape tomorrow. I'm looking at Uzi and Bryn. They keep looking at each other. It's a work night. That's all I'm saying.
I haven't looked at
Uzi
the whole
time. Shut up, steroid lady.
I know. I had to put steroids.
We're just ready for you tomorrow. That's all.
Steroid lady.
Steroid lady has the music after this.
Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.